Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. Good morning. Want to thank every last one of you for listening to us here at www.livedeliverance.com. I also want to thank those who are listening in at air code 646-378-1857. Blog Talk Radio. We have ministered over 121,464 people on Blog Talk Radio. We think our numbers are up also at www.livedeliverance.com. We are seeing a 64% increase. The audience is finally coming back home. And because I'm not on YouTube, it's feeding everybody back to Live Deliverance. And that's what I want to do. It's not good to be on too many social platforms. You know, I'm using Blog Talk and Facebook, and I've been using these for the past 14 years, and it's effective. Now, we got something hot off the press, God's World Heals in the Ministry of Healing and Deliverance. There are a lot of sick people out here. There are people who have spiritual infirmities due to demonic manifestation. And there are people that have natural sickness and due to generational curses also. Let's get started. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Lord, use me as your oracle. Allow the power of God to penetrate the hearer. We come up against every satanic operation in the mind, squid spirit, thinking spirits, I want to know spirits, eyeballing, looking, analyzing, all fleshly understanding. We rebuke it. We ask that the ears of the spirit man be open. He that have an ear to hear, let him hear. We bind every satanic force that will try to come against this, all voice balancing electronical spirits, we send them back to the sender. In the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, we pray. Amen. God's word responds to man's desperate condition. What does the Lord send to answer desperate crisis for help for us? His word. There's healing in the word of God. There's justification, sanctification, reconciliation, power, anointing, all, everything. It's full of goodies. It's good for the human race, the word of God. Here we see this plainly in Psalms chapter 107, verse 20 to 22. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Now go to Psalms chapter 30, verse 2. O Lord, my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed, H-E-A-L-E-D, thou hast healed me. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sanctify the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Now, in you see here, he sent his word and healed them. The word of God can bring healing, and the word of God can allow you, as you read it, that demons can leave you as you read the word of God. That's biblical. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, and that's an area of form of deliverance. 8:16. When the eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. So take Matthew 8:16 and connect it to Psalms chapter 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Don't forget Psalms chapter 30. Verse 2 also. What are the three things God does? 1, he saves. 2, he heals. 3, he delivers. Again, what are the three things God does? 1, he heals. 2, he heals. 3, he delivers. Before anyone attempts to minister healing, it is essential that he or she understand what God's word, the Bible, says about it. When hearing teaching on healing, some people might think, I wish he would stop teaching and get to the praying. This is a counterproductive attitude. Here's why. If you go to James chapter 1, verse 21, wherefore, it says, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of the naughtiness and received with meekness, humbleness, the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Now, a key verse for understanding healing. I'm going to give you a key verse of understanding healing and essential important verses for building on scriptural foundation for healing is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. We're going to read 1 Peter 2, 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, and we're going to go to verse 24. Whom his own self bared our sins in his own body on the tree. Notice it says tree. Now, if you go to Galatians 3:13, we see the same word, tree, not cross. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. The Holy Spirit looks at it as a tree. He hung on a tree. A cross is made of a tree. So the origin is true. Even to the smallest steps of anything that God creates, he has a solution for it in the Bible. That's why I wanted to show that to you. Now, the Greek word translated healed, H-E-A-L-E-D, in this verse is the word that specifically means physical healing. It is the word from which the Greek word for doctor is diverted from. Obedience in healing. You are not going to get healed if you're disobedient against God's word. I'm sorry. Go to 1 Samuel 15:22. First Samuel, chapter 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, had the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Obedience. You can't be in and out, in and out. Most people who have schizophrenia have very difficult for inner healing or any type of healing. They're depending on God one day, the next day they won't. They're drift, wavering, James 1:6. The Holy Spirit knows just how and where to reach people. And the Holy Spirit instructed Elijah in essential, don't go out and pray for him. Don't show yourself. Now, let me show you what I'm talking about. It's in 2 Kings, chapter 5, verse 1. Go to 2 Kings. We're talking about healing. 2 Kings, 5:1. Now, Naaman, captain of the host of king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord gave him deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. He was sick. And the Syrian had gone out by company and had brought away captivity out of the land of Israel, little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord with the prophets, that is, Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid, that it is the land of Israel. And the king of Assyria said, go to go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took and him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10,000 chains of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when the letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naham, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man does send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh and quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elijah, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore, hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots, the door of the house of Elijah. And Elijah sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times. You have to be obedient. You have to be obedient. You have to be obedient. He told the man to go and wash 7 times. That's the perfect number of God. And Elijah sent a messenger and said unto him, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times. And thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought, look at that, I thought, see that? Thinking messes up your healing. He thought. And Jesus said, take ye no thought. T-H-O-U-G-H. But behold, I thought, that's trouble right there, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord and his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Aram and Pharos rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spoken to him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great things, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then when he say to thee, wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the sayings of the man of God. And his flesh came alike again unto the flesh of a little child, as he was clean. But no, what was going to mess him up now? Thinking. See, I thought. Now watch this. Let me show you how thinking can mess up healings. Using your natural thinking can mess up spiritual things. Now, I want to show you something, how that dreadful it is to be thinking and figuring stuff out. Let's go to Matthew chapter 1. We see here in Matthew chapter 1, verse 19, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. He was thinking, it'll block healing. And so the man went on and did it, but you have to be obedient to get your healing. Amen. Naaman looked at the Jordan and said, that river, that muddy stream, why? In my country, we have beautiful rivers that flow down from the mountains, pure and clear. And not Aaron, and perhaps the rivers of Damascus, better than all 3 rivers of Israel? Naaman got angry and was about to stop away in a rage. But one of his servants said to him, hey, man, you got to do what the man said to do. And the man did what he did, and he got healed. That happens for us today. We have to do what God tells us to do in order to get healed. The amazing exchange after Christ, at the cross of 1 Peter 2:24, the reason why we are healed by his stripes is because Christ did all and bared all physical wounds, and physical healing was provided for all through the sufferings of Jesus. That's also in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 and 5. Read also Isaiah 53, 4. This verse is quoted in Matthew 8:17. The word translated griefs, chilos, is literally sickness or infirmities. In Isaiah 53, 5, wounded for our transgressions, Christ was crucified because we have sinned and are guilty before God. Jesus in the Old Testament is in Psalms 22, 16 and Zechariah 12, 10. He's in the Old and New, also Genesis 1, 26. So he hasn't changed. He still heals today, but we don't see it prevalent in the church because of the lack of faith, lack of doctrinal error, feel-good messages, intellectualism, but no healing. Hindrance to healing. Sometimes there are hindrances to receive divine healing, such as unconfessed sins, James 5:16. 2, demonic oppression or bondage, Luke chapter 13, 11 through 13. Fear or anxiety, Proverbs 3, 5 through 8, and Philippians chapter 4, 6 and 7. Past disappointments that undetermined present faith, that gets people a lot. Memory recall. Well, it happened to me. I don't think God's going to heal me. I asked 6 months ago. Yeah, but you was drinking alcohol and lying and unforgiving people, and then you want God to heal you. Unbiblical teaching definitely blocks healing and understanding of the ministry of deliverance and miracles. Mark chapter 3, 1 through 5, Mark 7, 13. Failure of elders to pray the prayer of faith, Mark 11, 22 and 24, and James chapter 5, 14 through 16. We have elders in the church that just use the word elder, don't operate under the anointing of the elder because it's not passed down from the pastor. If the whole head is sick, everybody in the church will be lacking of the revelation knowledge that I'm trying to say to you. And obtain the gifts of miracles and healing as God intended. God wants us to have miracles. He wants us to be healed as intended. But because we can divert from the truth and be misled and not see miracles and not really having a good foundation on faith, you won't get healed. Study Acts chapter 4, 29 and 30, Acts 6, 8, Acts chapter 8, verse 5 and 6, Corinthians chapter 12, 9 and 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 29 and 31, Hebrews 2, verse 4. Unbelief can block healing also. Mark chapter 6, verse 3 and 6. Mark chapter 9, verse 19 through 23 and 24. Self-centeredness, pride, you ain't getting no healing with that. Behavior conditions, 1 Corinthians 11, 29 and 30. God's word heals, 7 steps to take. 1, be sure you are in right relationship with God with others before you can receive any healing from the Lord. Amen. Be sure you are right in right relationship with God and others. Matthew 6:33, 1 Corinthians 11:27-30, James chapter 5, verse 16, and John 15:7. Number 2, seek the presence of Jesus in your life, for it is he who will give you and your heart the faith you need. Romans 12:3. 1 Corinthians 12:9, Philippians 2:13. Saturate your life with God's word, John 15:7, Romans 10:17. God sends forth his word to heal, Psalms 107:20. He also watches over the promises of his word to fulfill them, Jeremiah 1:12, Isaiah 53. Let's go with the promises about God and about healing. Enter into your spirit as revelation activates faith, and then unite with God and the Holy Ghost for a miracle. Because God gives us mercy in time of need. He gives us grace. Use it for your healing, Hebrews 4:16. Call for the prayer of the elders. As I say, if the elders don't have any anointing and if the head is sick, Isaiah chapter 1, the whole head is sick, that it can't flow down. And if you don't see this in your church, you need to leave. See James chapter 5, 14 through 16 on elders of laying hands on the church for people to get healed. Attend a service where a person with a Respectful Healing Ministry is present. Acts 5:15. You have to go where the anointing is at. And some of you don't want to break loose. You've been in the church for 30 years. You're comfortable. You know, people go to, the Lord showed me, people go to the same seat and sit in the same seat, and they sit there and do the same thing. Watch folks clapping and eyeballing. Ain't nobody really in the Spirit of God. They're rocking back and forth and sit down and look around. Jesus. Get a personal relationship with the Lord. You know, find a place where the anointing is being moved in this ministry. Also, expect miracles from God. You have to expect it through faith. Where are you going to get faith? Faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17, and hearing by the word of God. Hear a lot of anointed teachings. A lot of anointed teachings can help you stimulate your faith, increase your productivity with Christ, because these ministers, all women, have been moved in the Spirit, and signs follow them. And this is what you need to do. Dig into it. Expect a miracle. Matthew 7:8, Mark 9:23, Mark 11:23-24, and Matthew 19:26. Rejoice if healing comes. If healing don't, use it as a prep to stand on your faith. The just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4. Stand. Believe your healing. Don't doubt it. If you don't see it, don't doubt it. Continue to claim your belief. The righteous man's prayer will avail much. Just don't doubt it. Seek the Lord. As you keep in waiting and praying for that miracle, it will happen in his time. It may happen instant. God, we don't know his ways, but seek him. Don't get dismayed or saddened because you don't get instantly healed. That happens to some. It don't. It's based on this person's circumstances and the demonic conditions that person in also. So rejoice in your healing. Even if you're not healed, step out on faith and believe it. All things are possible to him that believe it. And your faith can get you healed. Continue to remain in Christ. John 15:1-7, examine your life daily. Work out your own salvation. If people can do that, they can really get healed. Wait on the Lord. God will never forsake you. Remember that. Isaiah 49:15-16. We don't wait on God. We're going to want him to do it, and we're going to get ourselves in some mess. In place of sin, God offers us righteousness through his son. Receive that. In place of sickness, God offers us health. Third John 1:2, above all, I wish thy soul prosper even as you. He wants you to be prosperous physically, mentally, and spiritually, not just financial prosperity, which is not a ministry. In place of the curse, God offers the blessing. In place of death, God offers life. Amen. What kind of faith do we need for healing? We need a measure of faith, Romans 12:3, 1 Timothy 1:4, 2 Thessalonians 3:2, Habakkuk 2:4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. It is the just, the righteous, who at the end will emerge victorious. The righteous are contrary to the proud and the ungodly, who lives in an upright position. The heart of the righteous are turned toward God and the desires to be his children through submissiveness and humility. And to close fellowship with him and obedience bring forth healing. The relationship must be in the world, no, but in the word. If we're in the word or in the world, we can have a double heart, Psalms 12:2, and ask God to give you that revelation. The righteous must live in this world by faith in God. Paul developed this in all of his epistles, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, 2 Corinthians 13:1. God will never forsake you, Isaiah 49:15-16. The righteous man lives by his own faith. He does live by someone else's faith. And I'm doing the deliverance and exorcism. These guys, we want to take pity. I'm saying, wait a minute. And the Lord said, that's pride. He's trying to get some pride. He's trying to ride off that. Pride, leave it alone. God doesn't use the pride. Humble yourself, and he exalts you and bring forth healing if you wait and meet the conditions. The righteous man lives by his own faith. Live that. Stand on it. And whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Romans 14:23. For in him who live as move and have our beings, as certain also of your own posts have said, for we are also his offspring. God blesses us with everything. We have his offspring by faith. That's in Acts chapter 17, verse 28. One thing is sure, if we live, you move. When you cease to move, altogether you're dead. This is true in the natural and it's true in the spirit. You don't move in the spirit and operate and sanctify yourself and meditate day and night upon this word. There's benefits for meditating. You should be prosperous in everything, Psalms chapter 1, and also in health. In Job 17:9, the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. How to get clean hands? By reading the word. Ye are clean through the word. John 15:3. See the scriptures are coordinating itself. That's the Holy Spirit. The righteous man is moving forward and giving stronger all the time. If you are not moving forward and getting stronger all the time, you are not living a life of righteousness and faith. Faith is not based on circumstances or emotions. Let me let you know that now. And don't get that twisted. Or symptoms. It must be based simply on solidarity on the written word of God and believing everything it says, even if you don't see it happening, believing it. God says it is his word, and that settles it. Faith is needed for any transition with the Lord. Not many of people have been taught that we can operate our faith and stand on it and believe, and it will come to pass. Now, God's word also can be used as medicine. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. God's word can be used as medication. Take your medicine. And let me get to Proverbs 4, 20 and 22. Proverbs, Psalms. Way over here. Proverbs 4:20 and 22. 4:21. Let them not depart from thy eye, and keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are lifted up unto those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the assurance of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth and preserved lips. Put far from thee. If you can remove those things and use this as a form of medication, give attentions, incline your ear to what he says by the Spirit. Do not let them depart from your eyes. 1 John 2:16. Keep them in the midst of your heart, consistently with his word. God's words work in us only if we receive it. Also, God's word is effective only when it is released in our hearts, can flow to every areas of our lives. Humble yourself. When you humble yourself in the eyesight of God, healing can come. See 2 Chronicles 7:14. Humbleness, Psalms 9:2. Humble, Psalms 10:12. Humble, Psalms 10:17. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, God's judgment of his people during times of moral decline, spiritual apathy and worldliness, compromise and drought, barrenness, pestilence, afflictions of sickness. This is what we see now. Anytime that judgment come on a nation of people, you see pestilence. We're seeing that. Monkeypox. There was a pestilence, Psalms 91. This is happening right in front of you. Burning fires, hot temperatures. You better wake up. This is it. Getting close. We got to change. We got to stick to God's word and get healed. One, humble themselves. God's people must recognize their failures, manifest sorrow for their sin, and renew their commitment to do God's will. Humbling ourselves before God and his word means recognizing one's spiritual poverty without him. Pray God's people must cry out to him in desperation for mercy and must completely depend upon him and trust him for his intervention. The prayers must be earnest and sustained until God answers from heaven. Seek my face. God people must diligently turn to God with their whole heart and long for his presence and not just try to escape from adversity. Please study 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 11. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 and 7. 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 19. And Amos chapter 5, verse 6. Turn from their wicked ways. God people must genuinely repent by turning from persistent sins and all forms of idolatry. Renounce them. Renounce to the world. Draw near to God for mercy, forgiveness, and cleansing. 2 Kings 17:13, Jeremiah 25:5, Zechariah 1:4, and Hebrews 4:16. When God's four conditions in revival and restoration are met, then God therefore promised and his fulfillment will turn into his love, compassion, and bring forth healing to each individual who meet these conditions. Also study Psalms 85, 4 through 7, Psalms chapter 102, verse 1 and 2, Psalms chapter 102, verse 13, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 12 through 13, Joel 2:12-13, and Joel chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. God will forgive his people, cleanse them from their sins, and restore his favor and presence and peace and truth and righteousness and power amongst his people. Psalms 85, 9-13, Jeremiah 33, 7-8, Hosea 10:12, Joel 2:25, 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 18. God will heal his people and their land by again pouring out rain, physical favor and blessings in the Holy Spirit and spiritual awakening among his people and amongst those who are spiritually lost. 1:12-13, Hosea 5:14, Hosea 6:3, Joel 2:28-32. Now, I want to say this here. In Jeremiah 33, verse 6, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. God has promised that in his word for healing. In Malachi 4, 2, but unto you that feareth my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow and called to be the star. Notice that God has wings. He also has wings in Ruth 2:12. In Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went about all along Galilee, teaching in the synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease amongst the people. I accept the call. I will go and heal those who need healing. He said that. Matthew 8:7, I, Jesus of Nazareth, will heal the sick, cleansing out lepers, raise the dead. Matthew 10:8, his word cannot go out void. By the word of the Lord, the people are healed. By the word of the Lord, people are healed. Psalms 107, verse 20. I declare that by my great faith, I will be the one who will be clean today. My body is healed by faith. My body is healed by faith. My body is healed by faith. By faith, I am healed. Lord, I thank you for my healing. I thank you. Ask him right now. Lord, forgive me for all of my sins. Lord, I'm sorry. I have sinned against you. I confess my fault. If we confess our fault, he is just and able to forgive us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. I ask that you cleanse me according to your word in John 15:3. You are clean by the word. I ask for healing in my body. I ask for a miracle of extra faith, Lord. I believe your word. I believe everything in your word. I also rededicate my life to you in the name of Jesus. I ask that you forgive me for my sins. I accept your healing. You are the Son of God. There is no name by heaven whereby man can be saved but the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. I thank you, Father, for my healing. I walk not by sight. I walk by faith. Faith is evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things not healed. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that the Word became flesh. It is a healing mechanism to believe in Yeshua the Messiah. I believe, Lord. I believe now. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the healing right now. Lord, I believe right now that I'm being healed. Now the Lord is moving somebody, healing someone right now with diabetes. The Lord is delivering someone for thinking, heavy thinking. He's delivering. The Lord is healing right now. Cancer, heal. In the name of Jesus, be healed, cancer. Monkeypox, be healed. Go. Herpes, be healed. Herpes, AIDS, healing in the name of Jesus. Cancer, healing. Gallstones, heal in the name of Jesus. Low blood pressure, heal. Liver disease, healing in the name of Jesus. Pancreas, healing in the name of Jesus. Losing vision, healing in the name of Jesus. I will not accept what I see. We walk not by sight. We walk by faith. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for my healing. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Praise you for my healing. I know that it's done. I believe it is done. I thank you, Lord. I rejoice in your holy name. I lift the name of Jesus up. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being Jesus of Nazareth. I know that you are real. I believe in your word. I believe in healing. I believe by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. I believe it. And if you believe that, and if you stand on that, regardless of how you see the outcome, don't look at the time you get healed. The Lord can heal you instantly. It can take a week. We don't know. Believe. Don't question your belief. Don't doubt your belief. Don't take it back. Stand. That's all he wants us to do. If you got enough faith as a mustard seed, that's all you need. Just believe. And if you believe, all things are possible for believing, including healing. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for giving us the revelation knowledge of healing. We accept your word. We thank you for the cleansing blood of Jesus and the resurrection of Christ Jesus. We thank you for all power and dominion has been given unto him. And we give it to you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please sow a seed here at livedeliverance.com. Please go to www.livedeliverance.com. Live Deliverance Internet Radio Station is working on an FM radio station. We're going to have an FM radio station by faith. The Lord revealed it to me. That's in the works, and we're saving everything we can get for that. We're going to have it in Atlanta, Georgia, and also in Kingston, Jamaica. An FM radio station. We stand on it. We thank you that the word of God will get out in one country, in another country by FM. We are grateful that we are on Blog Talk. We have ministered over 111,463 people. Also in our livedeliverance.com, we are ministering over 1,700 a week at www.livedeliverance.com. Please participate. You can call us also in our Blog Talk room, area code 646-378-1857. You can go to www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left-hand side of the icon, there's a PayPal insignia. Please sow a seed to keep us on air, to get us this radio station. We want to get the word of God out throughout the world. We thank you for new computers. We thank Brother Paul for donating. We got three brand new computers, brand new. We got bag ups. The Lord has blessed this radio ministry with 9 computers, all new. That's the Lord Jesus. We don't rob people. We teach tithe and offering to sow a seed. We don't spend 45 minutes to psych you out your money. That's witchcraft. God bless you and shalom. We're going to see you tomorrow if it's the will of God. Amen. Good evening and have a good night. Okay. Stand by for those who are in livedemons.com. Chaplain John Durden will open for comments. Please stand by, please. Those who are listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio, we're going to go regular broadcasting now with Derek Prince here at www.livedeliverance.com. Thank you. Chaplain John Durden, you have the mic.
Good morning, sir. I'm glad you were teaching on healing, but I find from your teaching that to get that healing, we have to have faith more than anything else, faith. You know, and when I think about faith, I think about, what it means to me is faith in God means believing that, first of all, that he sent his son, Christ Jesus, that he's our Savior. And without trusting and belief in him, we're lost. And another thing I got from this is that faith is the confidence that what we hope for and pray for will actually happen. We got to have no doubt, but we must believe, period. And finally, I like to say, too often we make faith too complicated, and it simply means trusting Jesus to do what he has promised. He has promised to give us healing or whatever we need. We just have to believe, not doubt. Believe. Let it be done to you according to your faith, and that applicable to salvation and healing as well. I enjoy the session, my brother.
Have an email coming in. Reverend T.C. Montgomery says, Chaplain Durden, did you write the sermon?
For a year and a half, I keep saying, I have not written those sermons, sir. It's like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They were fishermen, right? But when us pastors, when we in church and Sunday school and all that, we teach in the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we teach them from the teaching of